You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's been reported that a film is coming out about the Christchurch terror attacks. Not a documentary, but a feature-length drama. New Zealand filmmaker Andrew Nicol is directing the film titled They Are Us. Australian actor Rose Byrne is cast to play Jacinda Ardern. And reportedly, the film will focus on the week after the attack and follows Ardern's response to tragic events. And I'm interested in how the Muslim community and those affected feel about this film being made. So on the line right now, I have Mr. Faisal. He's the secretary at the Linwood Islamic Trust, and he's on the phone with me. Kia ora, Mr. Faisal. Hello.
Kia ora, Anna.
Kia ora. Nice to speak with you today. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you for having me.
So there's been reports about this feature film coming out about the Christchurch terror attacks. How do you feel about this?
Sure. Look, I just read the article this morning as well, and I was taken aback as well. But when I reflect onto it and dig deeper and see deeper, you know, what our Prime Minister did in the response to the 15th March attack has created history in the modern age due to her inspirational, compassionate, and sincere leadership on an international stage. So, I've just read the article that says that it will capture the essence of the response to the 15th March attack to showcase how unprecedented act of crime can be overcome by outpouring of love and support of the people of the country. So on the surface, it looks like a movie that will be able to help lead a narrative on international stage that firstly that there shouldn't be any attacks driven by racism or white supremacy or any other motivations, as everyone deserves to live without any fear, bias, and sense of insecurity. But I think there is also another aspect to it, that it will showcase the power of what a sincere leadership can do and how people of the country can make a difference in uniting country and fighting against racism. Only concern is that I just hope that community emotions are not forgotten in the spirit of crafting a movie, a Hollywood movie, that is sensationalized on the basis of what they think people want to see and will sell.
That is the concern, isn't it? And because it is quite soon as well. It feels quite soon to be making a Hollywood film about this topic.
Yeah. I mean, it is. For us, for the community, for myself personally, it just doesn't seem to be, it happened in 2019 and now in 2021. It just seems to be a very short period, and it was interesting. But look, to me, it's very, my personal opinion is that if it's an initiative to demonstrate what a true leadership should look like and what people can do and the power of the people, if that's what the narrative is, and if the narrative is to have a story where it can talk about ways of eradicating racism and white supremacy, I feel any initiative along that side is a good initiative.
Yeah, and especially as we were so quick after, as a country, so quick afterwards to have reforms on gun law. There
That's
are
correct.
Many other countries, such as the United States, where maybe this movie will be getting some traction. That is still a very important issue over there at the moment.
Right. And like I said, you know, the response was incredible. It's. I think it's a very unique story in the modern history. So it is definitely, and people are aware of it. It is so much like there are people calling their leaders to embrace her style of leadership. So it's a great story to share and inspire people. It completely depends what sort of narrative they dictate. And like I said earlier as well, it is very important to consider the emotions of the community and the member of and the families that were impacted directly.
Yeah, it says in the report that the script was developed in consultation with several members of the mosque affected by the tragedy.
Yeah.
Do you know the people that were consulted, or do you know anything about this?
I personally am unaware of it. I know that this morning when I woke up, we have a common group, and there were mixed emotions about the movie. And also, I read that as well, that it was in consultation with few community members. I'm unaware of it, so I'm sorry. But, if they've got on national media, I'm sure they must have consulted the families.
Must have. Yeah, it will be an interesting angle. Hey, thank you so much for talking to me. This morning. It is now the afternoon. Mr. Faisal, I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Cool. Bye. That was Mr. Faisal. He is the secretary at Lynnwood Islamic Trust. We were talking about the film that has been reported to come out about the Christchurch terror attacks, which, you know, had some mixed responses from the Muslim community in Christchurch this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.